I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's Thursday, time for our weekly international briefing, and we'll talk about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's seven-nation tour of Africa, why she went, where she's going, and what she hopes to accomplish. And we'll ask how Africa's economic progress in recent years is holding up amid the global recession. We'll get to the business story in just a moment, but we'll start with an overview of Secretary Clinton's trip. This 11-day tour in Africa is her longest overseas trip since she assumed her post. Joining us now to talk about all this are Susan Page, Regional Director for Southern and East Africa at the National Democratic Institute, and Reid Kramer, Chief Executive Officer at the web news portal All Africa Global Media. Welcome. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Susan, first I want to ask, what's the significance of the length of the trip and the timing of the trip? By diplomatic standards, this is a major tour, and it's considered to be early in Secretary Clinton's term. So what does all that mean?
I think it's a great sign. It follows on President Obama's recent trip to Africa, where he went to Ghana. And one of the things that it did was to show and highlight Ghana and their success, but it also upset a lot of African nations because they weren't pinpointed as success stories. I think that this is to show really that the Obama administration, led by him, and then of course with his chief diplomat, with Hillary Clinton, that this is that Africa is a priority.
And I wanted to mention, she's in Kenya today. She was also there yesterday. Yesterday, she met with President M.Y. Kibaki, and she met with Prime Minister Raila Odinga. She also spoke at an economic summit, and this is just a little bit of what she had to say.
The United States worked hard last year with Kofi Annan and the team of African eminent persons to support the Kenyan people to resolve the crisis that afflicted this country. Unfortunately, resolving that crisis has not yet translated into the kind of political progress that the Kenyan people deserve. Instead, the absence of strong and effective democratic institutions has permitted ongoing corruption, impunity, violence, human rights abuses, and a lack of respect for the rule of law.
Now, of course, she's referring to the civil violence after the presidential elections in 2007 that left more than 1,000 people dead and hundreds of thousands of people displaced. She also had a town hall meeting. Reid, I'm interested in your take on her comments. On the one hand, she's not saying anything that anybody there does not know, but is this kind of tough talk new? Is it unexpected? What do you think the point of it is?
Well, the timing was interesting because it came just after a few days after the parliament in Kenya failed to act on a bill that would have created a local tribunal, a tribunal to look at the violence. So the U.S. Embassy issued a very strong statement condemning that, along with other aid donors. And she came in and said, you're not doing enough to deal with the violence, and you're not moving on the reform agenda, and this is not something that it pleases President Obama or his administration. It was pretty tough. She couched it in diplomatic terms, but the Kenyans got the message, I'm quite sure.
Well, how do you interpret it? Obviously, as we know, and I want to talk more about this in a minute with both of you, that there's been a lot of interest in Africa from China, India, and Russia in recent years. China's President Hu Jintao traveled to Africa for the fourth time in February. Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev traveled to the continent in June. And needless to say, they're not lecturing these leaders on human rights issues. And I'm just wondering, Reid, if there's some sort of a balancing act for the administration here. On the one hand, Americans certainly and constituencies in Africa expect them to stand up for democratic values and human rights and so forth. But other leaders there, clearly that's not a welcome message. So how do you think that President Obama and Secretary Clinton are kind of walking that tightrope, if indeed it is a tightrope?
Well, it is a tightrope, and I think they've decided that it's part of U.S. Strategic interest to speak out on these issues, in contrast to some of the other trade and investment actors in Africa, as you mentioned. So Obama was very strong about that in his address in Ghana. She is, but they're also looking out for U.S. interests. I mean, Clinton has included on her seven-nation itinerary Angola, which is a huge oil producer, as well as Nigeria. So she's got the two largest oil producers. Ghana itself, of course, is becoming an oil producer. So U.S. strategic interests are being focused on, are being addressed by these leaders. And she's at a trade and investment forum in Kenya, which is designed to increase trade and investment between Africa and the United States.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Reid Kramer of AllAfrica.com about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Africa. Also, Susan Page of the National Democratic Institute. Susan, what about you? What's your take on this question of how the administration balances the U.S. interests and values with the interest of other countries that are also showing interest in Africa?
Well, I think it's interesting that after Hillary Clinton's trip, the Secretary of State's trip to Asia, where, of course, she focused on some of these issues along with many others, of course, nuclear issues. But then she is going straight to Africa. So I don't think that this is by happenstance. I think that this was planned. And I believe that the administration is trying to, in fact, have open discussions with these other nations so that our interests become a little bit more common. So even though, of course, countries are going to go after what they need to get, in the case of China, for instance, make sure that they have enough petroleum and energy resources. But also, how can we ensure that the aid that we deliver is also compatible with the aid that other countries are giving? And I think that that's one of the key priorities.
What do you expect to come out of Secretary Clinton's meeting with South Africa's new president, Jacob Zuma?
Well, actually, I think it's interesting because she will be meeting with Jacob Zuma, who also has is playing now a leading role in resolving some of the outstanding issues in Zimbabwe. Assistant Secretary Carson for African Affairs went also to Zimbabwe a few months ago. And I think that it will highlight what South Africa can do for Zimbabwe. And Jacob Zuma just had a meeting with Morgan Tsvangirai of the MDC and at least helped to resolve some of the issues that will hopefully go a longer way towards resolving the final outstanding issues in the power sharing agreement that they have in Zimbabwe.
Reid, you have correspondents all over the continent. Any sense of how the trip is being received so far?
Well, there's a lot of enthusiasm and interest in whatever the Obama administration does in Africa, throughout Africa. His election was a real encouragement to many Africans. So people are following in. Of course, there's a lot of coverage about harking back to the rivalry and the campaign between Clinton and Obama. So it's getting a lot of play in a lot of newspapers in Africa.
You know, it seems almost cruel to mention this because this is a very long trip and the people traveling are going to be plenty tired by the time they get back. But is there any place either of you wishes had been on the itinerary that is not on the itinerary for this trip? Susan, it's a stumper. You're thinking about it. So, Reid, what about you?
Well, I think I would flip the question and say I think it's a very interesting selection of countries. I've already mentioned a couple of the oil producers. The fact that she's going to Liberia, I think, was a logical choice and one that fits in with her, one of the emphases of her trip, which is on gender equality. She made a very strong statement about that yesterday in Nairobi. She's making gender and sexual violence a focus of her stop in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where 6 million people have died in conflict. So I think it was a well-planned, as Susan said, that they put this together very intentionally, and they are trying to make a very strong point and get some particular issues highlighted as she travels to these seven countries. So it's hard to say where she should have gone, but they've also said, President Obama said when we interviewed him a month ago, that this is not going to be my only trip to Africa. And I'm sure Hillary Clinton plans to go back too. So they plan to make Africa part of the mainstream of foreign policy during this administration. That's what they say.
And what does that mean? I know I've heard that expression before. What does that mean?
Well, it means that it's not on the margins, that it's dealt with in the context not only of its own problems, but in the context of general foreign policy issues. So when President Obama decided to add Ghana to his trip following the G8, he said that was appropriate because G8 discussing world economic reform, Africa needs to be a part of that. Africa's voice needs to be heard. Africa needs to be at the table. That's the way he put it. And he also said he didn't want to make a trip just to Africa and check that box off, but include it as part of a trip to other regions.
Susan, the Clintons were very well received when they traveled there, President Clinton as president and Hillary Clinton as first lady. And I'm just curious if she's receiving a similar reception as Secretary of State that she did as first lady. Those are two obviously very different roles. But I just wondered if you had a sense of that.
I think she is being well received. I think Reid is correct that with the extreme popularity of President Obama and his election, I haven't seen so much of the commentary on the rivalry coming back up. But I think that people were proud of him for taking on board his main rival as Secretary of State. And people, I believe that many Africans really did see the Clintons kind of together as acting as sort of our chief leaders in chief, plural.
Two for the price of one, as it
That's
as it
right.
were. Finally, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Sudan very briefly. We only have a couple of a minute left, really, Susan. But I do wonder whether you think that Sudan will be raised on this trip, the issues particularly in Darfur.
Yes, I'm almost certain that Sudan will probably be. Well, I shouldn't say I'm almost certain, but I believe that Sudan will be raised. The ANC came out with a statement just yesterday where they are not going to support the African Union's decision to not abide by they will not abide by the African Union's decision not to arrest Bashir. I find that very interesting, and I think that that will work in their favor. So I think that it will definitely be a part of the discussion.
Susan Page is Regional Director for Southern and East Africa at the National Democratic Institute. She joined us here in our studios in Washington. Reid Kramer is the Chief Executive Officer of All Africa Global Media. He joined us on the phone from Durham, North Carolina. I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.